So yeah, this is recorded off a whim. This probably isn't going to sound too good because I know the quality isn't going to be too good on this one because I'm charging my phone. But yeah, we got to talk about our good friend Numpty. Numpty. So yeah, man, this guy, I need to know you guys' opinion on this. I think that some stuff is cool, some stuff, you know, indie stuff is cool, stuff like that. But, I mean, going online in your parents' or grandparents' backyard and, you know, being in your parents' backyard and jumping on different shit, toys, Legos. I just recently saw someone take a weed whacker and turn it on and weed whack him in the fucking stomach with it. Like, this guy is fucking crazy. Like, and it's one thing to be Mick Foley crazy and make a career out of it where he, you know, jumped off the fucking roof, Jimmy Snuka style, onto some fucking, mattresses and shit, you know, and thought that was cool. But I'm talking about this kid. First of all, I think something's wrong. Like, I mean, and if it is, then, I mean, I apologize. I mean, I don't know, but, I mean, it's got, I don't know if something's a little wrong with him. I mean, I don't know. I honestly think he's all there, but he's just one of those weirdos. But, you know, this kid's gonna hurt his fucking self. Not to mention, I saw someone, some fucking where, booked him. I've seen him in legit matches, and that's what I don't understand. Like, you're making a mockery of every fucking thing. I mean, it's some things, you know, some things are meant to be just, you know, that and just leave it as it. Like, I don't want to see this kid on a card anywhere. If this kid is on your card, and I will never come watch your shit. Never. Because, like, I mean, this kid's going to hurt his fucking self. He is the reason that they put the disclaimer on WWE that says, do not try this at home. Like, he is the, it's people like that, like little Mr. Numpty, and yes, we're going to call him by his name, it's Superhuman. There's a reason people like that, you know, they put stuff up there for people like that, because he's going to hurt himself. I mean, I saw him jump onto a microwave. I just don't get it. I mean, and it's not like he is doing the moves and trying to do the moves better and learning the moves. His form is horrible. His elbow drop is the ugliest elbow drop I've seen in my entire fucking life. Hornswoggle's moveset looks better than his. This guy should have been swallowed. This kid is a waste of space. I've used to watch it and I thought it was funny the first couple of times, but then I was just like, this is getting old. And then after I saw him getting booked, it was like, no fucking way that something like this is gonna happen. That is happening. So yeah, I mean, I need you guys' opinion. Y'all are going to have to get at me on the Twitter on this, because I need y'all's opinion on Mr. I call him Mr. Numpty. Like, he's a fucking idiot. Like, this kid is a fucking idiot. Like, there's nothing more than that I can say other than he's a fucking idiot. I mean, he's got to be a grown-ass man, but he doesn't... He's got to be a virgin. I mean, I know that he's got, if something's fucking him, then, I mean, Jesus Christ. They say it's somebody for everybody, but, I mean, if something's having sex with him, I mean, you, Jesus, Lord, have fucking mercy on her or his soul. Yeah, man, I just don't get it. I don't think it's cool. I think he's going to end up hurting himself. I think he needs to stop. You've got your 20 minutes of fame. Just go ahead and you know, talk or do something. I mean, shit, get you a wrestling podcast or something. I mean, do this. You know, you know what? I take that back, because I'm not going to tell anybody not to chase their dreams. If that's what you want to do, fuck it. Go ahead and do it. You got one life to live. Just learn how to do some fucking, I mean, his form is horrible. Like, his, and then his spelling is fucking horrible. Like, first thing you need to do is go to school. Go to school and goddamn get you a fucking, learn how to spell and learn how to fucking read. And then after you do that, then, learn how to do the fucking wrestling moves. Like, because, Jesus, this kid is, he's terrible. He's terrible. His, I mean, you guys, his elbow drop is so ugly. And it's like, how do you fuck up an elbow drop? How do you fuck up a fucking regular fucking body splash from the top rope? A regular Jimmy Snuka body splash from the top rope. How do you fuck that up? How do you land so, I mean, he lands so awkwardly. And I'm just hoping let me stop. I want to see him jump on to just have nothing but glass and barbed wire and thumbtacks on the raw ground beneath, and he just jumps from something onto it, just on the bare ground, like that. Please, with like fucking nails and stuff included. So. But yeah, I know it's mean, but yeah, I'm sorry, man. Like, I mean, it gets old. Like, and I'm watching this guy get booked, and I'm like, I'd hurt him. I'd pull a new jack. I would turn the new jack. He'd get in the ring with me. First off, I'd be like, why are you disrespecting me? Put me in the ring with fucking Numpty. But as soon as he came in the ring, I'd pull a new jack. I'd slit him wide the fuck open. And then I mean, I'm telling you, man, shouts out to New Jack, but I said, that's the type of shit. I mean, I could imagine if he got in the ring with New Jack. Let's say that. Let's just imagine if that kid got in the ring with New Jack. Not only would I pay to see it, I'm looking forward to make it. You know what? That's what we need to do. We need to start a movement on Twitter to get Superhuman versus New Jack. And I guarantee you we will be pleased with the outcome. The new movement is gonna be Superhuman versus New Jack. So everybody, we gotta get that started. Superhuman versus New Jack on Twitter. We gotta hashtag that, and we gotta get it going. And yeah, I really want to see that happen. So but yeah, man, I love a lot of YouTube personalities and stuff like that. Simon Miller's one of my favorite, like, and why? Here's why. You know, I like a whole bunch of the shows, and that's another one of the shows that we're actually going to have. We're going to talk about YouTubers and influencers and stuff that I can appreciate, such as, like, you know, Steven Larson, WrestleTalk, you know, Cultaholic, What Culture, fucking, I mean, WrestleMania, Botchamania, I mean, it goes on. Botchamania is one of my favorites, matter of fact. But matter of fact, I'm gonna give y'all a few minutes on Botchamania. Hold on. So if you don't know, Botchamania is a YouTube channel. And a botch in wrestling is when you fuck up a move. Anytime somebody fucks up a move and the crowd gets a good, you fucked up. That, my friend, is what is called a botch, for those of you who don't know. Botchamania is a compilation of botches through the week. So, like, they go from NXT to Raw to SmackDown, everything, and they find all the botches. And they fucking make the funniest fucking, like, if you ever get the time, if you haven't seen these videos, you've been sleeping under a rock. You need to, for those of you who have, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, it's fucking hilarious. From the, where the every section that they have on it, like, they have the botches, then they have the you talk too much, where you hear these guys calling out spots, like, and like, it's shit that you don't even notice. Like, you might not even catch it, but whoever, somebody's got a keen fucking ear, because, like, every week they fucking got the you talk too much section, and you can hear people calling out spots. After that, then you've got, what's the other one they have on there? They have some funny fucking shit on there. They've got, they've also got the one where they, corpsing, somebody fucking is laughing and shit, and fucking, they got the sitting for the man, and they play the little beat it fucking thing every time. But yeah, man, it's just, you got to see it. Botchamania is by far one of my favorite YouTube channels that has to do with wrestling. You have to look it up. You have to see it. You have to watch Botchamania. If you're a fan and you haven't watched it, you're doing a disservice to yourself. You need to immediately go watch Botchamania. And check out Cultaholic, What Culture, Wrestling with Regret, Steven Larson. Who else am I missing? Simon Miller and them. Adam Lafayette and them. I can't think of anybody else. I don't want to. I know I'm missing somebody. WrestleMania. There's a couple more. Forgive me if I missed you, but I will get back to you because I have a whole list of like all the YouTube channels that I watch that have to do with wrestling. So, but yeah, man, I had to make one on Numpty, man, because I got to get y'all's idea, man. This kid, like, superhuman, man. Look up superhuman and just, I don't know if he's a fucking idiot or just what, but just somebody just tell me that I'm not fucking crazy. That's all I want to know. Tell me that I'm not fucking crazy and we'll be all right. But until then, if you don't like this show, we got two words for ya, bitch. Suck it.